Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to Bassmaster Radio, presented by Phoenix Boats, the show for fishermen by fishermen. Today's show is brought to you by Rapella, 13 Fishing, Omnia Fishing, and Visit Anderson, South Carolina. Now, here's your host, lifetime bass member, Tom Abraham.
Welcome to this week's episode of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Sports Byline USA Network and other fine stations around the country. I am Tom Abraham, your guide for the next hour as we feature the Bassmaster Elite Series and those looking to get into that exclusive group through the St. Croix Bassmaster Open Series and the up-and-comers on the Strike King Bassmaster College Series and tens of thousands of Bass Nation anglers around the country. The Bass Nation operates youth, high school, and college programs, including a Junior Bassmaster Championship, High School National Championship, a College National Championship, and the college bracket event that leads to a Bassmaster Classic berth. The Bass Nation is at the grassroots of who we are. And for more information on how to become a member or to start a Bass Nation club, visit Bassmaster.com, click on the Tournament tab, and select Nation. And to join the hundreds of thousands of members of Bass, just click on the Membership tab. BASS members enjoy Bassmaster Magazine and exclusive access at Bassmaster.com. Now, the best way to communicate with the show is to visit our Facebook fan page at Facebook.com/BASS or on Twitter at Bassmaster and use the hashtag Bass Radio. You can also listen to all the shows at Bassmaster.com/radio or just hit the Anglers tab at Bassmaster.com and click on Bassmaster Radio. Our first cast segment of the show is brought to you by 13 Fishing, and we have a great deal for you right now. The Gerald Swindle Design Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at Rapala.com along with all their other great products. And for a limited time, you could get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at Rapala.com. Now, I fish these rods and reels, and I fish all the Rapala products, and I could not be happier. Get 20% off with the code BASSRADIO20 on everything at Rapala.com. Coming up on the show today, with the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite going on at Lake Hartwell, I thought we'd visit with Jeff Altman of Whataburger about the sponsorship. And then we'll go to Anderson, South Carolina with Neil Paul from VisitAnderson.com. And in the Rapala Winners Circle, we feature Trey Schroeder, winner of the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at the Tom Bigby River. Today, we also welcome a new affiliate, AM 1550 SLC Sports Radio in Salt Lake City and throughout the Salt Lake Valley, with special thanks to Program Director Dino Costa. So sit back and grab a cup of coffee and enjoy this week's edition of Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network. Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
Hey gang, Tom Abraham here for my friends at 13 Fishing. I can't tell you how excited I was to learn that two-time Bassmaster Angler of the Year Gerald Swindle had teamed up with the crew at 13 Fishing to build the ultimate rod and reel series that combines quality with a price point that works for all. And right now we have a tremendous deal for you. The new Meta Series Rods and Inception G2 Reels are available at 13fishing.com. And for a limited time, you can get 20% off your entire order by using the discount code BASSRADIO20. That's BASSRADIO20 only at 13fishing.com.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell, boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails, experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio, and of course the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite going on at Lake Hartwell. And I thought, you know what? What a great opportunity to talk to the folks at Whataburger. And Jeff Altman joins us now. He's the Director of Sponsorships and Marketing and Innovation with Whataburger. Over 1,100 stores now throughout the South, Southeast, Southwest, if you want to call Texas. You know, in the SEC, they call Texas Southeastern now. So I don't know if they're Southeastern or Southwestern, but Jeff joins us now on the VMC hook. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you?
Well, I'm doing great. It's a pleasure to be here, and we're very much looking forward to Lake Hartwell this weekend.
Yeah, I'm not sure if that whole Texas area is still is. It used to always be the Southwest, but you know, we had SEC media days there last year, and of course with Texas and Texas A&M and Oklahoma in the SEC, you know, we're kind of glomming onto you now. Texas has become kind of a southeastern part of the country, I think, all of a sudden.
Yeah, I would say so. You know, and obviously for Whataburger, that's a great growth market for us, and we have lots of fans, and we've been throughout the Southeast for many, many years, but we, you know, we see that as a great opportunity for the brand to bring more Whataburger to more fans.
Yeah. And for folks that are going to the tournament or bumping around down there at Green Pond Landing, they're seeing the Whataburger set up down there as well. And there's a Whataburger just off the outskirts of downtown Anderson as well. And folks can check that out. And that whole area, that whole South Carolina, North Carolina area is like the next frontier a little bit for Whataburger, right?
It is. So we entered into the South Carolina market last year about this time, and we've got 10 restaurants so far. And then we're also getting ready to open up in the North Carolina area. So Hickory, Gastonia, Charlotte, those will be the first three or four restaurants that we open up over the next probably 60 days or so. But it's been a great market. It's been well received. That was one of the reasons we were really excited to partner again with Bassmaster and be able to host an event in South Carolina.
You know, you've been doing this for a few years now with Bassmaster, and it just seems to make perfect sense. And one of the things that I like about the Whataburgers that I'll hit in North Alabama, for example, is I can hit the drive-through with the boat. You know what I mean? I mean, some of them are too tight. You've got that nice wide three-lane drive-through, and I can hit the drive-through on the way back with the boat. But it seems to be great synergy between the outdoorsmen and what you guys are doing at Whataburger and the brand.
Yeah, it is. You know, I mean, I think from where we sit and how we see this, you know, it's a great connection between outdoorsmen you know, just the loyalty that they have, obviously, to their sports and organizations like Bassmaster goes a long way with why we support these events. And I think one thing, too, is we're open 24/7. And I don't know, you know, an outdoorsman that's hunting or fishing, that's not probably up early in the morning or coming home late at night. And so I think we provide that 24/7, you know, around the clock opportunity to get burger and breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the thing. I think a lot of people, you know, it's what a burger, not what a egg, but you make a great breakfast as well. And I think that's something that, you know, the outdoorsman and the fisherman, you're always looking for that spot at 4:30 in the morning that you can swing through and grab some breakfast on the way to the lake.
Yeah, we do. You know, one thing we did last year, we're going to do it this year, but on Sunday, when the finalists take off, we're going to show up in the morning and feed them breakfast. And nice. And so that's a really cool thing. So they can grab a honey butter chicken biscuit or a taquito or a breakfast on a bun before they hop on the boats.
Oh, that is absolutely tremendous. And what a great history, too, with Whataburger. And if people are wondering, you know, where did this whole Whataburger name come from? And it's one word, right? I mean, it's one word, Whataburger.
Yes.
It's one word. You got to make that sure. But it began in 1950, which means 75th anniversary now of Whataburger. And Harmon Dobson and Paul Burton, you know, starting this whole thing back in 1950. And I guess the goal was to make a burger that was so good when people bit into it, they said, "What a burger!" Right? Is that where it all came from?
That's all came from Harmon Dobson wanted to have a bigger burger. And so he created a 5-inch bun, right? And he wanted to make sure it was fresh ingredients and that you could have it customized any way you want. And you're exactly right. You want to be able to hold it with two hands and say, "What a burger." And you bring up a great point. 75 years we're celebrating this year. It's really been a lot of fun. Our new president and CEO, Debbie Stroud, she's decided to go back into the Whataburger vault, Tom. And about every 6 or 8 weeks, we bring out a classic Whataburger from the past that the fans have been clamoring for. And so we're doing that. And so right now we've got a favorite of ours, which is the mushroom Swiss burger. Mm-hmm. And then we also brought back the banana pudding shake. So that to me, you know, hits the spot. And all of our Whataburgers are serving those great products.
My wife's a big fan of the mushroom Swiss. I mean, I told her, I said, by the way, I was researching for the interview. I'm like, Whataburger's got a mushroom Swiss burger they're rolling out right now. And so what happens when something like that is a really popular menu item? How do they move from being just, you know, an occasional special into being a permanent menu item?
You know, so we used to just have a limited time offer. Mm-hmm. And we did this for many years. And then it's probably been close to 10 years, but they decided to take the four best selling limited time offers and create those as all time favorites. And so you'll see that on our menus. And then it still gives us the opportunity to come back, you know, with innovative products and bold flavors like we always do and come up with new burgers and new sandwiches and new breakfast items that we can test out and see how they do against, you know, against our menu. And they test out fairly well. And I think it's something where if something sticks and we feel like, hey, this is kind of the next all-time favorite, you know, they'll consider having that on the menu as well.
Whataburger, the title sponsor of this week's event at Lake Hartwell, and have been involved in other tournaments as well with Bass. And, you know, we talked about the synergy with the outdoorsman. It just seems to make perfect sense, especially with the breakfast. Now, I'm a big melt guy. I'll be honest with you. For me, I go with the Whataburger patty melt. I mean, that's where I like to go. And I love the fries. I mean, the fries are key. A lot of times people don't understand that that's at some of these places, you got to have the great fry to bring people in to get the burger, but you've got to have great fries with it. And Whataburger certainly nails that.
Yeah. You know, the fries are terrific. And I think one thing too, that we're known for is our ketchup. Yeah. We have our fancy ketchup and then we also have our spicy ketchup. Mm. So we offer a couple of different varieties there, which is really cool. And I think the thing too now is, this is a great part of our business for us, but you can find a lot of our products in grocery stores. And so we've got them across the whole United States in Walmarts. We've got them in many, many grocers. And so you can go buy, you know, just have to go to the local Whataburger. We love that. But if you're in your local grocery store, you can usually pick up a bottle of fancy ketchup, spicy ketchup, our classic mustards. We've got our jalapeno ranch. All of our classic dipping sauces and condiments now you can find in a lot of our grocery partners.
Now, we got folks listening all over the country and into Canada. Over 200 radio stations are out in California listening as well. They're like, what's up with this Whataburger stuff? When do we get one? But, I mean, 1,100 stores is a lot of stores, but, you know, who knows what the future growth is? I mean, you're really big in the Southeast, continue to expand into Florida and into those areas, the Carolinas, as we said. But who knows what the future would bring? But those folks, when they come from the north or the west and into the Southeast, you know, you got to hit a Whataburger, man. It's just one of those deals.
Yeah. North Carolina is going to be our 16th state, I believe. And so we're pretty expensive. I would say as far out west as we actually have restaurant now in Las Vegas. And then if you come all the way across the Southwest, you know, we're up in kind of the Kansas City area as well now in Missouri. Those are new markets for us. And then we've been in the Southeast for a long time, but, you know, that's just a great growth area for us. So North Carolina, we're going to be entering the Tampa market in 26.
Nice.
So that's next up on the docket for us.
Good stuff, Jeff. I appreciate you. And we'll see you bumping around here at the tournament. And I appreciate your support of Bass and everything that you guys are doing at Whataburger.
Yeah, we'll be we'll be out there at the expo on Friday and Saturday. We will have a big tent out there. You can stop by. We'll have plenty of cool little Whataburger gifts that you can win. We're actually going to have a cooler that some of the previous Bassmaster champions this year are going to sign for us. So
Nice. We'll
have a register to win. Someone's going to go home with their Whataburger cooler signed by some Bassmaster Elite Champs.
There you go, Jeff Altman from Whataburger. All right, we're going to grab a break here. When we come back, speaking of Anderson, South Carolina, how about Neil Paul from Visit Anderson? He's up next on Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing. From the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus, down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, this passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers. When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable. Priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
And welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. And of course, we are in the midst, as you listen to this, of Hartwell Week, the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite at Lake Hartwell underway. And it's always such a great, great venue. And I always say, in full disclosure, of course, Bassmaster Radio is sponsored by Visit Anderson. And who better to talk to than Neil Paul about everything that's going on over there in Anderson for this week. And he joins us now in a VMC hook. Neil, welcome back to the show, man. How are you?
Tom, it's great to be back. How are you?
I am fantastic, and it's wonderful to have the Elite Series descending back upon Anderson, South Carolina. And, you know, it, what timing, too, because you got all kinds of doings going on downtown and so on. So for the fans that have come out and want to kind of take this in, not only is there the Expo out at Green Pond Landing, but you got a little action going on right in downtown Anderson as well.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. It's a great time to come to Anderson. We've got so much going on this weekend. Of course, the Whataburger Bassmaster Elite going on. You know, we're in the midst of that tournament, you know, as we do this. And those, you know, 4 days of takeoffs at 7 a.m. with the 3 o'clock weigh-ins. You know, Saturday and Sunday is a big elite day for the Lakeside Expo, which is 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. each day, and it's all the great Bassmaster sponsors and some local vendors as well, but just right here downtown in Anderson, just seven and a half miles away from the from Green Pond is our downtown Anderson, and they're hosting a big arts and music festival this weekend called a Soiree. It was a long time festival in our downtown community, and then it went away for a few years, and then some folks got together and the city brought it back, and it's just been a tremendous impact for our downtown these last couple years. Over 30 different craft and art vendors, food trucks, and then various stages with musical performances, everything from like local bands to the headliner Friday night, which is a free concert in downtown Anderson, which is Clay Walker. And some of the old 90s country music fans like myself will remember Clay Walker, but got a concert, our farmer's market, and I think you've even
I've been to the farmer's market. Yeah, I've been to the farmer's market.
The spring market opens this weekend on Saturday and at 10 to 2. And so got that going on. And it's just a great weekend and a great time to be in Anderson. And so we're so excited to have the elites and everything else that we have going on this weekend.
Yeah, and I'm there this week as well doing the halftime show for Bassmaster Live, and I've enjoyed that, and really enjoying the Bleckley too, you know what I mean? Anybody that ever comes to Anderson, if you get the opportunity to stay at the Bleckley Hotel, what a cool building, you know, renovated old building right in the middle of downtown. Got the rooftop there and everything else, and, you know, the folks at the Bleckley are just outstanding.
They are. They do a great job. And just, I remember walking through, I remember walking through that place on a tour when they were renovating it, and just where they brought it from to where it is today. And it's such a staple downtown. You know, they have the rooftop space, as you mentioned, the wonderful rooms. It's just, it's a step back in time, really. And just the carriage house, they have a lot of weddings and special events there. It's an old carriage house. And then, like I mentioned, a rooftop space, and then even another event space downtown called the Bleckley Station. So they've really become a real staple in our downtown community, and just support our efforts here at Visit Anderson. And we couldn't have a better local partner than the folks there at the Bleckley Inn.
Neil Paul with us from Visit Anderson. So the star of this whole deal, though, is still Lake Hartwell. And, you know, a massive body of water. There's no doubt about it. And you know, one of the things that we're learning or seeing now, a lot of people just kind of peg it as a spotted bass deal. You know, it's an offshore cane pile type spotted bass deal, but there is a great largemouth population there as well. And a lot of the guys taking a peek, you know, going way up some of these rivers and creeks and tributaries and finding a little bit of stained water and finding those largemouth that are still doing their thing.
Oh, absolutely. And the lake is fished extremely well this spring. You know, the weather's playing with us a little bit this week. I've talked to a couple of the guys, you know, earlier in the week during practice, and guys were, you know, I've talked to two different guys early in the week that, you know, one had a practice day and he said, God, this place is full of fish. It's like I caught fish all day, you know. And then another guy talked to him and he said, I think this is going to fish a little tougher than what people think. So I've heard two different schools of thought this week from the guys at practice, but it's been tremendous so far this spring. The guys have really caught them. I know we've had multiple tournaments this spring, one-day events, where it took over 23 pounds to win. Mm-hmm. And so I remember when the elites were here in 19, you know, Brandon Cobb won with 17 a day. And so, you know, I think if you catch 17 a day this week, you're going to certainly be in the hunt on Sunday. But I also think there's some 20-pound bags out there this weekend to be had. And just want the fishery that, you know, our hospitality here in Anderson, our community, there's such a tremendous fishing community and so many wonderful people locally. And I know they're going to do well this week. Our facilities are going to shine. Our community is going to shine. I just want the lake to shine too.
Yeah, well, and the lake always does shine. And it does get a lot of pressure. There's no doubt about it. And you guys have had every major organization, you know, on the planet in there for sure. But it fishes so big, it seems that's the thing. It's not like everybody's doing it. You know, sometimes we see, like, at Okeechobee, right? You know, one of the second biggest landlocked body of water in the country. We hear all about that. But it fishes really small, one in a canal by Brandon Polinick. Whereas with Hartwell, it just seems like it's all in play. I mean, every bit of it seems to be in play. And, you know, that's, I think, one of the reasons why the lake can handle the number of tournaments that you guys have.
Well, and it is big, you know, 962 miles of shoreline. I like to point out to people it's more shoreline than the coast of California. And I, you know, to that point, one day earlier this week, I saw Seth Fighter one day around practice, and he was telling me that he said, this place is so big. He said, it's unreal. He said, you know, I practiced today. There's 102 of us out here. And he said, I might have seen 10 boats all day.
Yeah.
And so those guys are typically on fish. You know, you bring 102 of the best anglers in the world in here, and they're going to find fish and they're going to be around one another. And it just speaks to the vastness of this fishery and the versatility of the fishery that you can put 102 guys out there for practice and a guy won't see 10 boats all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point. Neil Paul with us, Visit Anderson. And, of course, Green Pond Landing, if it didn't exist, you'd have to invent it. It's just it's become almost like the model. You know, I would imagine that you guys get a lot of inquiry from other bodies of water and so on, and, you know, people that want to be able to model their facility after what they've got at Green Pond Landing, between the amphitheater for the weigh-ins and the launch there and just the way everything flows. It's just an incredible facility.
It is, and we've been extremely blessed. I think, you know, Anderson County deserves so much credit for the building and development of that facility, and you know, of course, the leadership of the county has provided us here at Visit Anderson with the resources and the means to be able to go out and build these relationships and recruit these tournaments and these events to our community, which has made such a tremendous impact for our tourism. But, you know, you think about Green Pond, and on a week like this, you know, you think about the many different ways that Green Pond is kind of woven into the fabric of just in terms of this week's event, just woven into the fabric of the Elite Series. And you look at a guy like Brandon Cobb, who grew up here, and as somebody pointed out to me this week, you know, Brandon Cobb used to work in the tackle shop over there by the lake, and now he's on the event poster hanging on the door as a member of the Elite Series. And you got a guy like, you know, and Brandon wins his first Elite Series event here at Lake Hartwell. You got a guy like Jason Christie, who won his first Classic at Lake Hartwell out of Green Pond, and a guy like Jordan Lee, who won his second Classic here at Green Pond and Lake Hartwell. But then I also look at a guy like, you know, I'm kind of aging myself now a little bit, but I remember watching Tucker Smith compete here in high school tournaments. Matt Airy had an 11th place in an FLW event here years ago, and you know, Jacob Porosnik has family that lives on Lake Hartwell. John Cox and his family vacation at Lake Hartwell.
I love it.
So
yeah.
Just Green Pond and Lake Hartwell is really just really woven into the fabric of this group here, and we're so excited to have them in our community this week. And it's just, you know, a tremendous event, and just and even too now in the 20th anniversary season of the Bassmaster Elite Series, so cool and so excited to be a part of the 20th anniversary of this. This special season.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And it has been an exciting season so far with some crazy twists and turns. And we'll look to see how this all shakes out over the weekend at Lake Hartwell and all the activities that are taking place in Anderson, South Carolina. Such a wonderful place. America's Valhalla is what I like to call Anderson, South Carolina as well. Neil Paul has been our guest. I know he wishes he was out there marshaling this week, but he's got a few too many things to do. He's marshaling and herding up all of the folks with the golf carts and everything else and helping with the hospitality out there at the landing and making sure that everybody gets in and out and so on. So no boat time for you this week.
No, unfortunately not. I thought about taking a sabbatical this week, but it wouldn't work.
So no, you can't do that. You need to do your.
I'll eventually get out there and lean on them a little bit. Just a great time to be in Anderson this week. So proud of our community. So proud of the folks in our community, and just excited about another great event.
Neil Paul has been our guest. Neil, I appreciate you so much, and it's good to be able to spend some time with you here this week in Anderson.
Sounds good, Tom. Thank you so much, and look forward to seeing you this week as well.
All right, thank you. That's Neil Paul, a great friend, not more than a sponsor of Bassmaster Radio, a great friend. All right, we'll get a break in here. We will come back with more right after this. You're listening to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Find what you love and love what you find. A Total Wine and More, the place to go for sipping rosés with seltzers on ice, making margaritas with your favorite tequilas. It's warm out, let's go. Our prices are low on spirits, beer, and wine. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Only at Total Wine and More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Have you heard? Kohl's has two exclusive new home brands, Miriana and Mingle & Co. From luxe favorites that are all about turning your space into a sanctuary, to fun mix and match dining essentials, there's so much to discover. And trust me, you're gonna love everything. Plus, you can get an extra 20% off throughout the store during our friends and family sale. So hurry to Kohl's today and bring it all home for less. Select styles, some exclusions apply. Offer ends April 6th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Get more out of your BASS membership. The new members-only section of Bassmaster.com gives exclusive how-to tips from the world's best bass anglers, tournament video archives from past decades, an historic library of features from Bassmaster magazine, and members-only brand discounts to save you money. Already a member? Current members get all this by logging in at Bassmaster.com/membership. Not a member? Don't miss out. Scan the QR code and join today. And we'll even throw in some free gifts.
Rapala is one of the most respected names in all of the fishing industry. The finest balsa wood baits with the best action, the DT series, the Brat Squarebills, and the Shad Wrap are all legendary. But did you know that Rapala also makes high-quality rain gear and every kind of fishing accessory you can imagine? Plus, under the Rapala family of brands, you'll find VMC hooks and terminal tackle, Suffix mono, fluoro, and braided lines, Terminator spinnerbaits, jigs, and frogs, plus the Storm Arashi line of baits. Learn more at Rapala.com. That's Rapala.com, and start catching more fish.
There's so much to do, see, and experience in Anderson, South Carolina. Plan your next outdoor adventure with a visit to Lake Hartwell. Boating, fishing, hike and bike the nearby trails. Experience some history, and after, enjoy the numerous restaurants, shops, and experiences Anderson has to offer. Visit Green Pond Landing right there on Lake Hartwell. Perfect launch point for pleasure boating, fishing, kayaking, or just a nice walk beside the water. Come see why Anderson is called South Carolina's Bright Spot. Check it out at visitanderson.com. That's visitanderson.com.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com.
Welcome back to Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Now, here's your host, Tom Abraham.
Yeah, welcome back, Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio. Time now for the Rapala Winners Circle. And boy, how about this? What an exciting and emotional victory this was for Trey Schroeder as he got it done at the Tombigbee River, a place that we haven't been to in a minute, that's for sure. All right, Bassmaster Open presented by Seven. And he joins us now in the Winners Circle. He's on the VMC hook. Trey, welcome in. How are you?
Hey, Tom, how you guys doing? I'm doing all right.
Has it sunk in yet? Because I know you were very emotional at the moment, that Hank Weldon announced that you had won this tournament. And has it kind of sunk in yet, you know, exactly what you've done?
I'm not sure it's exactly fully sunk in yet. I'm not sure if that will until Dave's out there calling my name and at Knoxville, but I've definitely got the emotions under wraps a lot better. I was kind of a mess on stage, and I mean, I don't think I'm a super emotional guy. Like, I have a lot of care, and like I really love what we do, but
right,
I was a wreck up there.
Yeah, 25 years old, fished at McKendree. You started the bass club at your high school, though, right? Take us back to that, because it's been, you know, 7 or 8 years since then. But take us back to when you started that bass club.
Yes, sir. Me and my good buddy Grant Nisbet, he lives at Lake of the Ozarks now, and we started our high school team back when our freshman year of high school, and we got there, and man, I would encourage any kid out there listening or any parent who has a kid in high school to urge them to start a high school team at their school, because it's just a club sport. You don't need a ton of friends. We need their permission to use their, use their name. And, man, it's a great route to get into the fishing scene. And
yeah,
that's what started the bug for me. I would definitely encourage younger generations to give it a shot.
Now, were you one that grew up fishing? Oh, I mean, as a kid, the whole time, you know, into it, and you know, that inspired you when you got to the high school. Hey, we need a club.
Yes, sir. My parents bought a place on Bull Shoals Lake over in Theodosia before 3 years before I was born. So I grew up on the water. I've been fortunate enough to be able to travel down there, and pops took me fishing for a long time growing up, and man, just fell in love with it. And I think I was probably about 11 or 12 when my parents started to let me just take the boat out by myself on the trolling motor and take the keys out, and I'd just go run amok on the trolling motor and see what I can catch.
Nice. No forward-facing sonar back in the day either. And I know a lot of people, when they saw, oh, 25-year-old kid, oh, here we go again, another guy, you know, shaking a minnow out there in the middle of the ocean and yada, yada, yada. But that did not come into play. You enjoy the electronic game, but this was totally different, man. You stayed right in Columbus Lake. I mean, you could have cast to the bank, basically to the shore of to the ramp where you guys put in. You were right there and did it old school in the mud for the most part, right?
Yes, sir. I do like to fish offshore and all that, and I actually looked for some of that when we were at Columbus Lake, but as you would assume, that was pretty hard to find there. But my initial plan when we went down there was run to Bay Springs, and I saw how far it was, so I went and practiced down south in the first day and a half of practice, and I didn't come up to Columbus Pool until about the last 4 hours of the day on day two of practice. And when I got up there, I got 3 or 4 bites pretty quick, and I noticed that there was a lot more water willow around, or some people call it like coosa grass.
Yeah.
Just the bank grass. And I knew that I kind of felt like I was missing something, because that's a lot of the stuff that I'd fish back in college in the qualifiers. And when I was down south, I saw like almost none of it. So I don't know if that was just an area thing and I wasn't seeing it down there and then happened to see it up north. But when I saw that and I got a couple of bites out of it, I decided to start my day three or final day of practice in there. And I fished in there for about, or I more so ran around than I fished and just marked up all the grass, because my practice down south was pretty rough. I think my best day was about 3 keepers.
Yeah.
And the biggest one being 2 pounds or so. So I opted to stay close, try to save some gas, and maximize my fishing time.
You know, this is the second bass event in a row that was one like that on a body of water that you could run for miles and miles and miles. But, you know, Kyle Wessel did the same thing at the Pasquotank River and found something real close and didn't burn, you know, a half a tank of gas either, catching those fish and that epic beatdown that he put on the guys in the Elite a week ago. You know, so for you to do this again, I mean, this is something a lot of guys are cheering you on. This is something that, you know, is pretty cool that you don't necessarily have to run forever to find these fish. Now, did you have a lot of company in there in the Columbus Lake, that little area, or you know, did you have a lot of it to yourself?
You know, I'm glad you said that, because I do want to take this time and really thank everyone in the top 10 that was fishing in there, because, man, they were all a bunch of stand-up guys. They all really good fishermen, and I feel like we all worked together really, really well back there. I think after I watched live, I think there might have been 8 of the 10 of us.
Oh, wow.
Back there. You could correct me if I'm wrong, but I know that there was at least 5 of us back there. And days 1 and 2, I never really ran into any of those guys, and I definitely didn't run into any of them on day 3. And it was, you know, it was really refreshing to fish in old school, or however, whatever you want to call it, styled tournament, and just have really good competition and really good competitors that respected each other the entire week. And it was really refreshing, and really, I'm really thankful just to be a part of that.
So on Bass Track, it said you had 8.5 pounds. And then you explained later, look, I don't even weigh them until I have a full limit. And you never had a full limit on the final day. But, I mean, you had everybody fooled, you know, with the 8.5 pounds in there. How late did that little 4-pounder come in? Because obviously that's the one that sealed the deal for you.
Looking back, I think it was closer to 12:30 than it was around 1 o'clock. There was a mat right in front of takeoff that I had my eye on for a little bit that week, and just never had time to fish it. Every time I'd got to it by on days 1 and 2, there was always people coming in to check in or running in from the locks, or it was always blown out from boat weight. So I never really felt confident fishing it until the final day, when I rolled up there and it had a few hours to just relax and fish would pull up to it.
And now, is that the one that you I know you caught almost all of your fish on a swim jig. Did you catch that one on a swim jig, or is that the one you punched up?
That was the one I caught, that one on the swim jig as well.
So. Okay. All right. So you got that on the swim jig, a 6-cent swim jig, a 3/8 ounce, 6-cent braid swim jig with a 6-cent stroker craw for the trailer on there. Let's talk a little bit about that technique. Now, first of all, you're talking about water willow, which, you know, typically, you know, right on the bank. But how deep was it where that water willow was? How far off the bank did it come? And were you working the edges of it, or were you firing it all the way back in there to the bank and working it all the way through it?
So when I had found the bite in practice, the water clarity was definitely dirtier in there. And I think some of you guys might notice on live, I was more pitching than casting my swim jig, because I felt like I could get my swim jig where I thought a bass was, and I could stall it out there if I didn't have a whole cast length of line out, versus just picking apart everything as it got close to me, because the water clarity allowed me to do that. But I think that just being able to stall that jig out in places a little bit longer let me get more bites earlier in the week.
Trey Schroeder with us here, coming off of his win. How deep was the water around that water, Willow? Was it did it fall off into 4 or 5 feet of water, or was it just really shallow?
You know, so there was parts of water willow where all the water willow itself was sitting in less than 2 foot of water.
Wow.
The deepest water willow I'd seen all week was about 2 foot. Most of the really good stuff was about a foot to maybe a foot and a half. I'd say most of it was like 10 to 12 inches that was like had the really good grass in it. That had the grass that had the really good fish in it.
Mm.
Day one, Russ Lane and I, we fished in the very back of that place, and there's grass out there that it's probably 5,200 yards off of the bank, and it's still only about a foot or so of water, and that seemed like it was the juice on day one. I caught a couple of my key fish out of there on day one that culled me up from about 14 to 16 pounds, and days two, there was too much boat traffic back there, and it bit in the morning and then stopped pretty early. And day three, there was just too much wind back there. It was only about a foot of water, and we had 6 or 8 inch waves back there rolling through the grass. So they just didn't really get set up in it ever.
Right. Now, did you think these fish were, are these fish moving up to spawn? Were they post spawn? What was the deal with that?
I think you were seeing fish in all stages when we were there, man. I think that some had already spawned. I think some were spawning, and I think that there were some pushing up to spawn.
Mm-hmm.
the biggest thing that I noticed was on day two of the tournament, the shad started spawning, and that I started on a grass mat and caught two or three really quick and had 4 by 8:30 or so, but got stuck on 4 till about noon.
Right. So you're in great shape to make the EQs halfway through your division of the Opens, and in real good shape, to make it to the EQs. I would assume that the whole goal of this process is to make it to the Elites. But man, you're going to be in Knoxville. I mean, you're fishing the Bassmaster Classic. It's great. I mean, 30,000 plus. That's fantastic. And two more tournaments to go on the Opens. But you're going to be in Knoxville, and I'll be the one introducing you when you come through that curtain to come into the arena, and then handing it off to Dave, and it's going to be really exciting to see you there. I mean, that's cool. Keep the flow. I mean, you got to have the flow going when you get there. Don't be all high and tight. You need to keep that flow going.
Oh, there ain't a tight bone in our body, man. I just like to hang out, catch some bass when I can, and have a good time, dude. Life's too short to be uptight, so I try to enjoy everything that I can.
It's just really, really cool to see you win it the way you want it, because a lot of people, they just assume that's all you young guys can do is scope, and I'm glad that you were able to do it this way, and it kind of shows a lot of people that there's more than one way, to skin a cat, and you got it done for sure. Trey Schroeder has been our guest off of his win at the St. Croix Bassmaster Open at the Tombigbee River. Trey, appreciate you, man. Good luck to rest of the way, and we'll see you down the road.
Thank you. Sounds great. I'll see you there.
Thank you. That is fantastic. That's so exciting. I mean, he said he had his electronics on, but he never used it. He just left them on, but didn't really use it. He just went old school, and that's fishing, man. That versatility is going to help that kid down the road. There's no doubt about it, being able to do multiple things out there. All right, we'll get a break in here. We'll come back and wrap it up next. This is Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.
Now you can get the incredible weight loss results that thousands of people have had with the top name brand prescription weight loss products, all in the comfort of your own home. With this free offer from New Hope Weight Loss, yes, generic versions of the popular weight loss prescription products are available now by you simply making a phone call. You'll save hundreds of dollars over traditional retail pricing. When you call right now, you'll speak with one of our virtual doctors, and they'll provide your prescription, and we'll will send you your medication. It's that easy. And you'll be on your way to your weight loss journey in a matter of days. And when you order today, we'll waive the $100 doctor's fee. This product is not covered by your insurance. It's only $199 a month. Call right now to learn more.
800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. 800-281-8944. That's 800-281-8944.
At Phoenix Boats, everyone has a passion for bass fishing, from the founder and Elite Series pro Gary Klaus down to the guy who affixes the final decal. Gary says, "This passion has shaped our lives and it has brought about many of the fishing features that you see on the Phoenix today. Our goal is to make every boat that goes out the door the best fishing platform it can be in both design and construction for our customers." When I toured the plant, it was clear that Phoenix uses only the highest quality materials and that the craftsmanship was second to none. I'm Tom Abraham, and I too run a Phoenix boat and am extremely proud to carry the Phoenix logo on my gear. I've known Gary Klaus since he started the company, and what he, Teresa Johnson, and the rest of the team at Phoenix Boats have created is truly remarkable. The highest quality boats, built by anglers, for anglers. This isn't just a saying, it's a passion at Phoenix. View the entire lineup at phoenixboats.com and get started on yours today. Take it from me, it's time to experience the Phoenix difference.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, 800-788-1495, that's 800-788-1495.
Time now for the last cast, brought to you by Omnia Fishing. You know, with Omnia Pro, you can look at each lake's unique structure and the current water and weather conditions to see what kind of approach makes the most sense. Omnia Pro members can see current conditions, including water temp, grass levels, and other conditions on thousands of lakes throughout the country on the Omnia Fishing mobile app. How would you like to have the ability to sort your waypoints by lake or date and record additional content such as current weather, water temp, or clarity? Omnia's new waypoint management tools allow you to do all of this and more. Pro membership is only $49 for the entire year and includes unlimited access to map layers from your phone, plus free shipping on all orders and 10% credit back on purchases. So you get loyalty credits even on sale items. And get this, if you go to omniafishing.com/bass, you save 20% on a membership today just for listening to Bassmaster Radio. So you save $10 on that $49 Omnia Pro membership simply by going to omniafishing.com/bass. Get an Omnia membership today for just $39. Now, the 2025 Bassmaster Radio Phoenix 919 ZXL has been wrapped beautifully by Action Graphics in Tullahoma, Tennessee. Chris Smith and his team did a tremendous job with the design and the application of the boat wrap, and even did a little something for my Ford F-150 tow vehicle. Now, as for the boat, I couldn't be happier with the platform, speed, and comfort that this new Phoenix model provides. And the storage options are endless. It's rigged with four Garmin units, including one LiveScope transducer and power pole blades, shallow water anchors. Look for it on the water near you. These days, there are a number of YouTube podcasters out there covering the sport of bass fishing, and it seems like the formula for getting clicks is to bash the professional fishing circuits for their handling of forward-facing sonar. It's killing the sport. We're ruining the fisheries. Garmin is paying the entry fees so bass won't ban LiveScope. And of course, none of these kids can catch a fish without their electronics. Well, it's sensationalism at its best, and many of these folks refuse to allow the facts to get in the way of a good story. And I'm still waiting for that video about the 25-year-old kid who won the Open on a backwater lake off the Tombigbee River with nothing but a swim jig and 2 feet of water. Oh, Trey Schroeder can and will use his electronics if that's the pattern, but it'll also toss a jig in the mud if necessary. So where are all these videos from the Sky is Falling crowd about this win? Crickets. And I don't mean the ones that you fish with. Remember, if you missed any of this week's show, it's always just a click away at bassmaster.com/radio, or just visit bassmaster.com and click on the anglers page and you'll see Bassmaster Radio listed there. So until next time, keep those lines tight and nets heavy. I'm Tom Abraham, and this has been Phoenix Boats Bassmaster Radio on the Bassmaster Radio Network.